You got her done last week at Districts. It was a battle, but, you know, that's all I think you kind of worry about. Hey, get that top three finish, and let's move on from there, don't you?
Yep, and on the way up, told the kids, you know, we're going to end up in a playoff, because the last 2 years we've ended up in playoffs to qualify the whole team, and sure enough, but the pressure was a little bit off, because we were making it regardless, but second would have been nice, but we'll take third and move on.
Yeah, Mullen, I see, kind of push a little bit whoever was going to be, you know, that third spot at 365. But St. Pat's, you know, it really, between the three teams, it was a pretty close race, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It really come down to probably the last three holes. It could have been anybody's game. And like I said, we knew it'd be a grind this year, and we're just happy to get all five of them there. So,
how about Braden Melcher, medalist, shoots a 77. That's terrific for him.
Yeah, the last two tournaments, he's played really well. The week before, he ended up winning our back, and Coach Wright actually come down to that, and he goes, I don't think we've ever had an RPAC winner in the history of our school in golf. So he said he'd have to look back, but he goes, I don't think we've ever had one. So he's been playing really good golf. Jack's right there playing good golf. The Mason's maintained, and so we'll see what we can do. The four and five golfers for us have really picked up. You know, Dylan Colemorgan, he was averaging about 135, and the last two meets we've had him down to 106 and 108. So we've knocked almost 30 strokes off his game. So,
and those guys are going to be so big for you in this 2 day tournament, aren't they?
Oh yeah. Usually, you're 1, 2, 3. You hope just maintain and stay up there. And usually, your 4, 5 is kind of where it competes as far as the whole team title. So, but I got pretty good faith in them. We had a good practice Friday. I think we're as ready as we're ever going to be. So
I'm sure Jack was, you know, 82 is not terrible, but I'm sure he was looking for a lower number than that, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, but, you know, that's one thing. Jack has matured a lot, and, you know, he knew he should have shot better, but, you know, he goes, we'll go on. I said, well, save it for the state tournament, Jack, so... That's where I gotta forget our 4 and 5. They're still basically freshmen, and they make them freshman mistakes just like Jack and Braden did. And I gotta remember that. But yeah, Jack and Braden has matured so much in the game and are shooting well. So I expect big things out of them this week.
All right, what about Quail Run at Columbus? You're gonna get a practice round in. Have any of these guys been on that course before?
Yeah, actually, Jack was down there all weekend playing, because Coach Wright only lives about an hour from there, so he went down and spent the weekend with Coach Wright, and then Braden and Cale Graham went down and practiced that Saturday. So we've got three of them that's been on the course, and we'll go down early tomorrow, play our practice round, and map it out, and see how the cards fall, I guess.
You look at the other teams in Class D. I mean, it's still anybody's to win, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I think it's going to be a lot like last year, Rich. I think it's going to be a dogfight, and I really think it's probably going to come down to the second day and probably the last couple holes, like it did last year.
And these guys, one thing, experience, boy, when you've been to, especially Braden and Jack, when you've been to a state tournament before, a couple of years now, it really helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, this will be their third appearance and Mason's third appearance, so just having three of them that's been there for the third time will help, and you know, maybe they can help cut the nerves of the other two and say, you know, it's just another tournament. You like to say that, but to get that out of a kid's head, they know it's not another tournament.